This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, welcome to the broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been quite a year of broadcasts on our Sunday afternoon show on the East Coast, Sunday morning on the West Coast. We've been having conversations with John Rappaport for a long time with great responses, and I appreciate everybody reaching out and supporting our good buddy John Rappaport from No More Fake News. Today he's got some things going on, so it's just you, me, and Super D. For those of you on radio, you remember Super Don? Yeah, he's more yeah, thank you. A little cheers in the audience that remember Super Don, because we don't often hear from Super Don on the weekend.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been. So nice to see you, my friend. It's been a wild
week. I try and do my best John Rappaport impression, but I don't think I could pull it off.
No, I think nobody is. He's inimical, man. He's the man. So, but we you know, we're going to cover stories with the spirit of John Rappaport here with us anyway, with some of these things. But first, big announcement. Super Don, you sent out an email for those of you who get Robert Scott Bell Show emails on Heads Up, because pretty soon the Truth About Vaccines bonus edition, the 10th episode, is now going to be made available to you. And the only way you're going to be able to watch it is if you sign up for free, obviously. It doesn't cost you anything. Not only can you watch all of the episodes prior to that, some of you may already have, but the new episodes, which is going to catch us up with Corona Crazy in this calendar year. So any details of when that thing's going to be launching?
I sent the email out early Saturday morning because I wanted to make sure that everybody gets that. And if you haven't signed up for our email newsletter, go do it over at robertscottbell.com. You can sign up there. It's over on the right-hand side, and we'll keep you informed on everything that's coming up, events, news, things that are going on with the show. I believe, let me just double check here, it actually goes live, and I think the first episode is going to start on October 13th. And it's going to go from October 13th to October
23rd. 13th to 23rd, so 10 days or so. I would say also, folks, if you don't get the email alerts, you can still come on over to robertscottbell.com. Super Don will have it in the show notes.
In the show notes, yeah. There's a banner over on the right-hand side as well.
Yeah, so you'll be able to access that. Please sign up in advance so that you don't miss any of it. It's very, very powerful and important information, things we've been covering for many years. Just even more so, it's important in the era, as I say, of COVID crazy, where they're willing to inject you with anything against your will if Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden have their way. So with that, let's talk about some issues we've covered over the years here. This concept of medical kidnap, y'all have heard about it. Now it's being expanded into the era of COVID crazy in this particular way. Here's the headline from the Orlando Sentinel. No mask, no child custody. COVID-19 has now become a new factor in family law. So it was bad enough when you had one parent. In fact, they might have been both parents that were not really fond or, you know, inclined to vaccinate their children. You know, especially as you look more into this, and we covered a story on Friday where it turns out the people who are vaccine hesitant, or what they call anti-vaxxers, are the ones that are the highest. What was it? Health quotient? What was the term, Super D? They called it health in what health something. I want to say health intact, but it was like intellectual of some kind. It was health. I can't even think of it now. It's crazy.
Health slur.
Right. Yeah. I know it. It's just like right there. It's gone. Oh, my God.
It's all right. It's all right. It's health something. But
it was indicative that the people who are hesitant or don't vaccinate are the ones who spend the most time researching. They're investing their time and energy into learning about
things. Oh, it's health literacy.
Thank you. Yes, health literacy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think anybody wants to promote health illiteracy, do they? Maybe?
It's the first time ever that I have seen health literacy painted in a negative light. I mean, it was like, you know, well, people are just getting too health literate, mm-hmm. and it is making them too smart and too
right.
Too much of a critical thinker. I guess.
We encourage people to learn about things, but not in this particular category. Because now they're not cooperating with doctors who want to vaccinate them, for instance.
It was an amazing thing. They actually said in there that the people that are wanting to refuse vaccines know more about vaccines than the people who get vaccines.
Yeah, and that's a bad thing.
How is that a negative thing?
Right. It's bad because now you're finding out things they don't want you to know. Inconvenient facts or truths about dangers, about lack of scientific validation, studies of safety and efficacy, on and on it goes. So I come back to this opening article today, and you'll find it in the show notes. That's the headline, No Mask, No Child Custody, COVID-19 is a New Factor in Family Law. Now, I bring it up because if you're married, everything's fine, then you get divorced. Uh-oh, you have kids. Now, in divorces, I don't know how many of y'all have been through divorces. You know, my mom and dad got divorced when I was a teenager. And it's like these people can become like they're not human anymore. Such anger that can happen. I'm not saying it happens every time, but a lot of time it does. And then you're like, these people aren't thinking clearly. And so what happens is that sometimes one parent, and they might have been on the same page when they were married, about vaccination. But then in a divorce situation, they use it like a battering ram. Oh, the mom doesn't want to vaccinate. The dad suddenly goes to the court and says, I want custody of my child because this woman is crazy. She won't vaccinate, and I want my kids vaccinated. Now, it wasn't a problem when they were married, so it becomes a battering ram. So here's the thing in era COVID crazy. The same scenario may be playing itself out. Like one parent sees through the nonsense and the danger, in fact, of masking children. And the other parent says, oh, yeah, I need custody of my child or my children because my wife, my ex-wife-to-be, or my ex-husband-to-be, they're not wearing masks when they're in the house or whatever. I gather that's the sense of what's happening here? It's being used as a way to gain custody of children?
Yeah, definitely it is. Yeah. And in this particular case, it's the mom that doesn't want to wear a mask. And the son, 14-year-old son, teenager, has asthma. And so they're saying that because he has asthma, that could put him at a higher risk of contracting coronavirus during the pandemic. And the judge, yeah, it's funny because, the judge, I don't know, I would think judges are supposed to be somewhat impartial, right?
Yeah.
In a situation like that and go with, you know, the evidence and the facts and stuff like here. But apparently this is in Broward County, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Circuit Judge Dale Cohen called the mother an anti-mask person who had the audacity to brag about it on Facebook. And so it kind of seems like the judge has already made
a
decision.
Yeah, had a little bit of a bias here.
Correct. So apparently because the mom is sticking to her guns, and does not want to wear a mask, the father was at an advantage here, especially with this judge. And apparently, the judge was going to strip the custody of the child.
Wow.
So, you know, it's...
And you said that the kid had a respiratory ailment, like asthma.
Yeah.
So there's
no
consideration, of course, like we've argued, that if you have a respiratory challenge already, to mask could be more dangerous. But they're only concerned about acquisition of a virus that doesn't pose harm pretty much to any child.
Yeah, apparently so. And apparently this is not the first time this has happened in Florida, in South Florida. Apparently earlier on in the pandemic, there was an ER room doctor treating a coronavirus patients. There was a four-year-old ended up being taken away from one of the parents. Apparently, I guess that got overturned at some point, and the child, you know, the parents got together and they resolved the custody disagreement. But this is a new thing. It's a, you know, not that we need another thing, right? That's going to make it possible for, you know, this medical kidnapping to take place. But now, I mean, is it too far-fetched to say that sometime down the road here, as we've seen with some of these medical kidnapping cases, mm-hmm. where a child could be in the hospital and the doctor could see that the mom is not wearing a mask or something,
and they
would call CPS at that point, just say, hey, look, you know, this is endangering the life of the child. We need to take control, you know, of the child's you know, care, because mm-hmm. the mom is an anti-masker.
Well, and this is right? where I've argued for many years for a separation of medicine and state. What you have is judges, even if they mean well, even if they pretend to be or are actually kind of non-biased in that regard, still fall prey to the dogma within the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. That is, they're going to believe what doctors tell them, despite the fact that doctors are all over the map on this issue. You think about it. There is not one consensus. There are a lot of doctors that are going, you know what, the masking is just not helpful here. And there's no evidence that it protects you from a virus, as we talked about, if you believe in viruses as causal agents in disease. I do not. I believe that they are, if you can argue anything, they are the result of disease, that is imbalance and dysfunction within the cells, and then we spew them out from within. Those are called exosomes. That's a different perspective. But there are people in the medical community that have that perspective. I'm not alone in this. And so what does the judge do if he just follows whatever the government does? What does the government do? It falls prey to the official story or official stories from those who are capturing the regulatory agencies, whether it be FDA, CDC as part of the bureaucratic oligarchy and their perspectives, even though they change every day, much less YouTube and its penchant for saying the World Health Organization is like gospel, and if you go against it, we'll ban you.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of built-in bias, even for judges that might be even-handed in how they address.
Well, this judge was not one of those, because the story goes on here. The judge said that in-person visits would have to be supervised because he didn't trust that the mother would wear a mask.
Hmm.
And he went on to say that when the pandemic is over and there's no cases and there's a vaccine, the mother is going to need to get a vaccine as well.
Wow. That's taken it way, way overboard, as we predicted this would happen, and to some degree just hadn't seen it so quickly in the era of COVID crazy.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, we got a lot to do on the show today, and Super Don's helping me carry the load, as he always does behind the scenes, a little bit more out front, because I just like conversing with him on many of these topics. The links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts. Click any of the banners on the right-hand side and support those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And even better, you can become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show for as little as $5 a month. And guess what you get? All kinds of goodies, including the lost episodes, many lost episodes, the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous 10-hour seminar that guess who? John Rappaport and me, RSB, did 10 years ago. And it's unavailable anywhere else except through Patreon supporters, and that's available as a bonus in addition to Ask Me Anything. We do that once a month. Now we've done, I think, 7 or 8 of them, and you can access them live when they happen. But if you become a Patreon supporter, you can go back to the first one and learn things we don't want you to know. Me and Super D, because Super Don sometimes asks some very, very awkward questions. You remember some of those, don't you?
Yes. People like to take advantage of the situation and try and put me on the spot, but I think I've handled it pretty well.
You have. I mean, we've taken the AMA concept and made it an AMAA concept for Super Don. Ask me almost anything.
Almost.
So, but anyway, lots of fun is had off the air here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Bummer for those of you who like to swim in Lake Superior or drink it, maybe even.
Dude, this is just weird.
Why do you say it's weird?
We've covered some stories about they found coronavirus in a cat and a dog. And then I think they found, I forget where it was, some country. They did some testing. They found one in a pawpaw and a goat.
Yep.
And I think they found it in motor oil. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, this whole testing thing that you like to talk about, how the, you know, the test is bogus.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, when you're testing things like a goat or motor oil and you find coronavirus, it kind of makes you question as to whether this thing is real. But, yeah, so apparently somebody got the idea that they should go and test Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Lake Superior has coronavirus.
They said traces of it. Like, you know, I talk about traces
but
of
Robert, isn't that what the test is? Doesn't the test just, it all it needs is just a trace of something?
Correct.
Right?
Correct. It doesn't identify infectivity. It doesn't quantify viable replicating viruses, even though they like to pretend it does. They say if you run fewer cycles and you detect it, it means there's tons of stuff in you. But then again, if it was true, why wouldn't they find it in the blood or bodily fluids and show, look, it's everywhere, zillions of them, but they don't.
Isn't Lake Superior like huge?
The biggest freshwater lake that I know of. Yeah.
Can you imagine they found traces of the novel coronavirus in water samples taken from Lake Superior, which is just like what, like millions of gallons of water, I'm assuming?
Quintillions, dude. It's huge. They found it along the beaches, apparently, of Duluth, Minnesota. I don't know if somebody coughed or sneezed or pooped in the water there, or maybe
they're saying somebody went swimming, you know.
Yeah.
I guess you can't surf in Lake Superior, but they went swimming. Or water skiing, who knows?
Right.
Now, could you literally catch the coronavirus, assuming it was a real thing, from a trace of coronavirus in the water of Lake Superior?
Well, how
tiny, tiny small would that have to be?
If you're a corona moron, you might believe you could. But the fact is, they haven't evidenced that. And, you know, the issue of the test, once again, come up. They don't tell you at all how many cycles they ran on the water, and you have learned here.
They do say here, the research team described the detection level at 100 to 1,000 copies per liter, or 10,000 times lower than levels observed in wastewater.
All right. I got questions about how they even come to that conclusion. Because think about that, 100 to 1,000 copies per liter, that's a very wide range, as if to be like, we're just guessing. And on top of that, the only way that we know of that they claim to have confirmatory testing for coronavirus is still reverse transcriptase PCR, and that requires unknown sample, unknown genetic material, amplified by the factor of 2 every time, doubling on what it doubles before, to the point where at 30 or over a million times, well over a million times, maybe 5 million times where we started, 40 times, you're in a number I don't even know how to describe, quintillion I get into. And so there's a point where it becomes just stupid. Of course you're going to test positive for everything and anything, and they don't say specifically about how many times they ran the amplification cycles. So with that, let's take a break, and we'll talk some more healing, health, and things that are unapproved by any government agency anywhere. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley,
is providing an update on the president's condition as he continues to fight COVID-19.
He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well. That he is responding, and as the team said, if everything continues to go well, we're going to start discharge planning back to the White House.
That discharge could come as early as Monday. And regarding the president not wearing masks in the videos that he's releasing?
The president wears a mask anytime he's around us, and we're all wearing our N95s, full PPE. He's the patient, and when we can, when he'll move out into to public, we move him about, out and around other people that aren't in full PPE. I assure you, he'll as long as he's still under my care, we'll talk about him wearing a mask.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The NYPD is ordering all of its officers to wear masks or face disciplinary actions. The warning comes as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in New York City.
It is our responsibility to set the example for our great city and do everything we can to help ensure we do not have another hospitalized member bring this deadly infection into our homes or have another funeral.
Chief of Department Terrence Moynihan's video message was sent to all officers' phones. The NYPD saying that many officers were enforcing the rule but not following it themselves. Anti-police protesters turned violent in Seattle on Saturday as they damaged property and clashed with law enforcement. 16 people were arrested. The group marched through parts of downtown chanting Black Lives Matter and No Walls, No Prisons. Video footage also shows about a dozen people striking windows at a Starbucks. Several of those windows were broke. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to, for those of you who don't listen to our show during the week, we do 2 additional hours 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, in addition to our broadcast syndicated radio program here on GCN. And I talk about a lot of different things on here. You don't get as much personal discussion when we've been doing in this calendar year a lot of John Rappaport stuff. It's obviously heavy stuff what we cover, but I've been talking this last week about my desire to gain weight, much to the annoyance of those who have trouble losing weight. And Super Don, you know, I've just talked about my workout schedule. I've been back on an intense workout schedule through a boxing and kickboxing gym. I'm having a great time with it. And I'm, you know, saying, you know what, I figured something out on Monday of this past week. If I want to gain weight, one of the things I just overlooked is maybe I should eat more food. It was one of those
ding, 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 ding.
Moments of duh that escaped me. So if any of y'all think I'm smart, I'm not that smart. It took me 54 years to figure that out. Anyway, so I started doing that this week, and I hit a plateau where I was trying to get to at least hold at that 140 level. And I was doing it through Thursday, and then I thought, man, this is great. I achieved it. Then I woke up Friday morning. I was down 2.2 pounds. I'm like, what? What is going on here? I'm like, it's not enough to eat more, right? And and of course, Super Don, you used to do like, I don't know if they call it body
training. Pretty heavy.
Trained pretty heavy. Yeah. You said there's another factor, which my trainer actually acknowledges too. Now, what am I missing here?
You're basically you're focusing on cardio when you do your workouts, and that does not help you build muscle mass. Cardio is important. It really is.
Listen, I am super defined, my friend.
Well, there's a difference between being defined and gaining muscle mass. So, you know, the muscle mass that you do have now is very well defined because you probably have a very low body fat percentage. So, that's great. That's awesome. That's the way I was.
Okay.
I was skinny. I was, but I trained and I got in really good shape. I got really defined, really ripped.
Mm-hmm.
But I struggled with gaining weight. Just because I was just a beanpole.
you had trouble in the past.
I did.
Putting weight on until you went to Louisiana and found food.
Well, that's a different kind of weight that I've gained there, and I'm still working on getting rid of that. But in your case, you're doing mostly cardio. And so if you want to build muscle, then you're going to have to probably cut back on the cardio. You still want to do it, but you're going to probably cut that like in half, and you want to start doing some resistance training, some weight training.
More weight training. And that's what they're telling me to. And the thing is, I really enjoy the cardio work. I really can see the improvement in my resting pulse. It's way down. It's so awesome. So I feel really great and in shape. And I'm not obsessed by this, as you know, Super D. It's just like it's a fun thing on the side. I can, you know, work on these things. So
I got to ask you, this is something we didn't talk about last week.
Yeah.
What did you do? With your diet, what change did you make on that as far as the amount of food that you were eating?
Oh, the week that I started eating more?
So did you have like two pieces of kale instead of one?
Or what did you do? That's not right. No. Listen, I started eating breakfast regularly and that week. Because, you know, a lot of times we talk about during the week on the show, I might not eat till after the show, which would end after 3 o'clock.
Right.
Or I might just have a little shaky cup of a superfood kind of mixed into something.
Right.
And so,
it's not
going to
be high in calories.
Yeah, I wasn't that much. But I wasn't hungry. The point is, you know, I had achieved something that was really cool in my life where I couldn't, you know, go without eating for a half hour to an hour before because I was so hypoglycemic in my early years, to the point where now I can intermittent fast whenever. And I'm like, I'm fine. Not hungry. I'm fine. And so I'll forget to eat. And obviously that doesn't bode well for weight gain. Right. So I said, all right, like, figured that out. Maybe I should try to eat breakfast even if I'm not hungry. So I did that all week, eggs.
So describe breakfast.
Well, I do a couple of eggs. I might have an organic sprouted bagel, or I got these organic artisanal, like, sourdough breads. And I would even slather them thickly with organic cream cheese. I mean, like, load it up, my friend. And it was great. Delicious. But
so you've added, I'm going to guesstimate here, maybe about 500 calories or so to your diet.
That's it? Come on, really?
I mean, I'm just guessing off the top of my head. I'm not as good at this as I used to be.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, I even at one point added a big heaping helping of coconut oil. Just ate it.
But you're still keeping up the same amount of cardio. So I'm going to venture to say that, you know, your metabolism has been kicked into high gear.
Yes.
And so if you unless you add a substantial amount of calories to your diet, most of that is going to just get burned up.
So I'm fighting a losing battle as long as I love working out the way I do. All right, I get that. I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to eat a dozen eggs and drink a gallon of milk. I'm just not going to do it. All right? That's just...
Well, there are other ways. You know, what you need is some dense...
Calories. Yeah, yeah. And, well, that's why I say with, like, pastured butter, cheese... Yeah. All organic, raw.
But I would double what eggs. You did.
Double.
I would find another time during the day when you would be able to have a meal comparable to that okay. you would fit into the day.
All right. Well, I'll see about that. I'll work on that. But here's the thing, and here we are talking about this. Hopefully not to the annoyance of anybody that has trouble losing weight, because Super Don, you said your metabolism shifted. You're not as active as I'd like you to be, and you'd like you to be, because you're working, you're sitting all day, but you joined the Y with your wife recently.
I did. I have yet to go.
Right, and I'm hoping
you get out
there.
Because I've been having trouble trying to.
But I will also say that we just did a webinar on far infrared saunas last week. I don't know how many of y'all saw that. But there are links up to get that. And you have one of those, I'll say, at least start sweating every day in that thing. And then get out there and work out a little bit more, because I'm concerned. Here's a story from Natural Blaze. It says belly fat linked to higher risk of premature death. And we certainly don't want to see that, Super D. And, look, belly fat, all right? I don't have a lot of belly fat. Now, we've talked about this. They have a picture of an apple and a pear. What shape are you, right? That kind of thing. But I think, as they say, the risk for illness like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, you have some access to the minerals we talk about all the time. So you're doing the Cardio Miracle as well, which is one of our favorite daily supplements.
Yes.
So it's not like you're completely ignoring health by being sedentary, but there are risks associated with it. And to me, my experience in people coming to me for help with extra fat, it's not the fat itself so much as what's in it. They used to call it brown fat, but I would call it toxic fat, that there are things in there that your body's trying to sequester to protect the vital areas of function of the body, cardiovascular, etc. So when I talk about weight loss, if you engage in a real calorie-burning type of exercise, cardio, that you also support your liver, like we talked about homeopathic detox a little bit with Dr. King on Friday from Dr. King's, and other things like dandelion, selenium as a mineral for the liver, and even chromium. That's an important part of this as we talk about this story, and y'all can see it in the show notes, that just losing belly fat by forcing yourself to do so may be, I would argue, somewhat dangerous if you're not also drinking enough water and helping your liver and your kidneys to do their job of detoxification, make sure your colon's in good working order, whether you do a coffee enema or not, find a way to get things moving on out.
Yeah. Why water is super important, and that's something I have had no problem with, fortunately.
Okay.
I like to drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, I just recently installed a filter on my tap.
Excellent.
In the kitchen. So that way now it's not a thing where it's like, I'm going to need to get water, I need to buy water, whatever. Now I can just drink it right out of there. So
excellent. That's great news. Yep. So the body fat issue... To me, it's not so much if you have a little fat on you or a lot or whatever. It's what's in it. And also to safely undo what's accumulated. So, obviously, the other benefit that I've seen, Super D, since I started working out again pretty intensely, now it's been, 6-8 weeks of intensity. Mm-hmm. Boy, by the time bedtime hits, it's earlier than it used to be. And I have no problem falling asleep. Like, I'm not up, like, oh, what am I going to just watch some TV or something? A lot of times people do that because they can't fall asleep because they haven't pushed their body the way our bodies are designed to be pushed to physical activity every day. And so that's another aspect for people that want to sleep well. Remember to push your body during the day a little bit to the point where you get a little bit tired. By the end of the day, your body going, okay, we're ready. Let's rest and regenerate. So that's another aspect of health that, in our modern sedentary workaday lives, we often overlook.
Yep. That's a good tired, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great tired. It's like, man, I can sleep. Right. I'm not fatigued like I'm chronic fatigued. It's a different kind of tired, and not everybody experiences that anymore. So this is a very good thing, a very good thing. So other aspects of detoxification, there are many ways to go. There's also an interesting link that I haven't talked about on this Sunday broadcast yet, as we talk homeopathy and energy and frequency and even quantum signaling of the body. We have a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com or on the sidebar where you see the banners, one called Limbic Art Quantum Healing or Quantum Health. And that goes to a subscription-based service where you, on your computer or your phone, you could select quantum signaling to your body directly on different issues, including weight loss and cardiovascular health and liver and detox and stuff. And I've been having some great experiences with it. I've been sharing a little bit about it during the week, but I would encourage you, if you haven't already, check it out. You can ask questions. It's, again, a subscription service, so you don't have to buy an expensive piece of equipment to start. And there are ways that you can add on more people for like 10 bucks a month after you have your initial phase and give people an opportunity to experience things they might not have ever considered they could. So I'm excited about that. So check out the Limbic Arc website. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Finally, I know we've only got a little over a minute, but I just want to add this into the mix about adolescence. There's a story here at Medscape. They often get red flag drugs for first episode of mental illness. And this becomes especially important to know about because right now we are seeing, we covered a story last week about people having nightmares about COVID. I mean, kids are being scared to death basically via masking. Oh my gosh, if you don't mask and distance, you're going to get who knows what, you know, the worst of whatever COVID is, right? And so there's a lot of mental health issues that now what are they going to do? First time it happens, they drug your kid. So please keep them away from doctors at all, almost all costs, because especially psychiatrists that don't understand the importance of what we do here, of talking to your kids. And they should be listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have a lot of families with kids that have grown up on this show now and that are not falling prey to the COVID crazy propaganda. So check out this link. And remember, there's also benefits from CBD that are safe even for kids from hemp. And with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back from this break, we'll wrap it up with one of the crazier stories of this calendar year that has, as far as I know, nothing to do with COVID. Come on over, robertscottbell.com. We'll be back right after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. All right, here we go, y'all. We've been talking about food a little bit and weight gain and weight loss, and now's a good time to revisit Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread for the ages. Super Don, you remember growing up, Wonder Bread?
Had the, of course.
The colored
it's
bubble.
Still out there. It's still on there. I still see it every once in a while. Yeah.
So there's a point where you look at that Wonder Bread, you could take that whole loaf and smush it down like an accordion into a flat thing, and it'll, like, bounce right back to its previous shape. And you're wondering, how did this happen? Is this memory bread? How do they do that? Is this genetically altered? Well, there's a lot of Wonder Bread out there that's not called Wonder Bread, sold in fast food establishments like, for instance, Subway in Ireland. How about that? This is a great story. Subway bread is not bread, according to an Irish court. Like, it's about time they figured that out. The judge finds that the sugar content of the United States chain of sandwich shops exceeds stipulated limits, and they should be classified as a confectionery. It's like Willy Wonka is selling bread, and they call it a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. They don't have this this kind of law here in the United States. It would be maybe they should. I mean, at this point, but there was a an Ireland Value Added Tax Act of 1972 that drew a distinction between staple foods like bread, tea, coffee, cocoa, milk, etc., and preparations or extracts of meat and eggs, and more discretionary indulgences such as ice cream, chocolate, pastries, crisp, etc. So apparently this act had this strict provision in it that the amount of sugar in bread shall not exceed 2% of the weight of flour included in the dough. So this is like the, you know, this is the...
Right.
Sounds crazy, but
dude,
apparently Subway bread has a higher than 2% of the insurer, and so they want, I guess they want to basically say that Subway is serving you a donut,
a pastry
sandwich,
right?
Yeah.
A confectionery. They also said McDonald's Big Mac bun has 5.8 grams of sugar, so that probably qualifies as a treat, a sweet treat instead of bread.
Right.
And you know, it's interesting, if we had, going back in the United States, the history of regulatory agencies like FDA, developed by or the thought form of Harvey Wiley, although he'd turn over in his grave if he saw what the FDA has become. But they were supposed to protect us from adulterated foods or you know, dangerous foods. They ripped out all of the minerals and grains to, you know, refine it and bleach it to the point where it tasted like a sugar candy. And it's not the same, especially when you are absent the minerals that are found in whole grains. And particularly, as we've talked about on this show for years, chromium is gone. It's like 99.98% of the chromium gone from these white breads. And without chromium, you can't process the sugar safely that, you know, would be a part of grains even, you know, as far as carbohydrates and starches. But not to the extent that they have when they refine everything out. And then it becomes, again, a dangerous confectionery or sweet treat. Have you ever had one of those Hawaiian rolls? Have you ever seen those advertised?
Sure.
Those are
Yeah.
like crack cocaine Danishes, man.
They are.
You don't
now,
even need sugar. It's so sweet. You're like, oh,
now
man,
here's,
this is good.
Here's the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to a Mexican pastry place
mm-hmm.
where they're all of their, they call them pastries, right?
Yeah.
And you see them on the shelf and they're like yellow and pink and green and stuff like that. And it looks like, you know, something that Willy Wonka made.
Yeah.
And then you bite into it and it's like, this is bread.
It's not sweet at all. Isn't that funny?
This isn't a pastry, but, you know, it's just a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You know, some places they don't, you know, just completely, you know, fill everything they eat with sugar and salt.
Right. Or those German whole grain buns. You ever seen those? You drop them on your head, you die. I mean, they're so heavy, you can't bite through them without losing teeth. But those are awesome because they got chromium in them. So right. Your homework today, folks, if you haven't figured it out, certainly you can read my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger called Unlock the Power to Heal. But once you do, you'll want to go to choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan there will help you out and get you the chromium that is 100% whole food form. So if you're still eating white bread, even if it's not white bread or it's not bread in Ireland, shouldn't be here in America either, then you can at least compensate for the high sugar content and give your body a fighting chance to deal with the sugars coming in at that level. Because you'll have the chromium there that helps to transport it. Remember, insulin is the carrier. Chromium's the dock workers that offload and load.
I was just thinking, how does Ireland explain Lucky Charms then?
I don't think it's from Ireland. I think America really took that and ran with it.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frosted Lucky Charms, they're not magically delicious. They are not nutritious.
Right.
I grew up on them. I know what I'm talking about. And I was hypoglycemic big time. All right, folks. Hope you had a great, great time. Our first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got some more bonus material coming up next hour. Go to robertscottbell.com where I remind you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.